Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. I thought long and hard about Cinco on the way in today, and I realized on a Wednesday, we're not doing sports today. We are not doing sports. There's something really important going on culturally in America that needs to be addressed.
Cabinet picks?
No.
Okay.
We have found out this week that Red Lobster and TGI Fridays are basically now extinct. They closed down a combined 170 more stores.
What?
Their bankruptcy has been incredible. It's going to be like finding a dinosaur now. This makes me sad. This should make any teenager or early 20s couple from yesteryear sad because many a date was spent. So I'm here to give you the five greatest chain restaurant appetizers of all time.
All right.
Here we go.
Number five.
This is where Outback Steakhouse checks in. Many would go Bloomin' Onion, not me. It's the Aussie cheese fry. That ranch dip they have is incredible. And frankly, nobody has been able to properly replicate the cheese fry quite as good as Outback has.
And Outback's still going strong, right?
And they've had a big comeback. Remodel, open ceiling plans. The petite sirloin's still petite, but it, you know, it hangs.
Meaning tiny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's Chili's Southwestern Egg Rolls.
Yes.
And frankly, if you go to Chili's and don't order the Southwestern Egg Rolls, I don't know why you bother to go.
Whatever draft beer in the frozen mug.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You want to talk about a Friday night.
You got Tiki on number four. He's with you on that.
Right. Well, no doubt.
Those twofers and Southwestern Egg Rolls? You want to watch a girl's top come off on the way out?
I'm sitting here very patiently because there's one in particular that is an all-time Evan favorite. And I'm very curious if it made the top five. And if it didn't, we may have an issue.
It's number three.
How do you know?
Because I know you.
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Number three.
Say goodbye to these. It's the Red Lobster Cheddar Biscuits.
That's not what it is.
Damn it.
That's what you thought?
I thought that was your... By the way, you love the biscuit.
Now you're disrespecting the cheddar
biscuit. No. I want to clarify. I like the cheddar biscuit.
Right.
Like, I was not exposed to Red Lobster until later in my life.
That's how you learn about shellfish, then.
Everybody went to Red Lobster and learned what a crab was.
I tell you why, because I very rarely had seafood. But when we did have seafood, my parents were like, we're going to the freaking water. Like, we're going right up to that ocean, and we're going to get the food of the fish that just got caught. And my sister's a snob that way, too, living down in Florida, where she's like, I ain't eating a fish unless it died within the last 6 hours.
No, Red Lobster had fishermen. That's why they went bankrupt. They had to pay him that day.
I understand, but I don't think it's as fresh as these other places.
True? No, it's not.
It's all made up. It's fast food.
I was going to say, wow.
But Evan goes, I understand that.
Because I wasn't sure if you were lying to me or not.
You should tweet that one.
That's a good lie.
Right.
So I eventually discovered Red Lobster, and it was good. And that was one of the best parts. So I think that's a solid appetizer. It's just not my favorite.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's the Olive Garden breadsticks.
No, still not there.
The buttery garlic. Oh, that toasty bottom. Oh.
Good, though. Very good.
How many meals were ruined because you overate those?
Some might argue you didn't ruin them. Some might argue that's the reason you went and you were glad that you were full.
Breadsticks and a salad.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. That's
Olive Garden, first place.
Somewhat healthy.
Yeah, well,
somewhat healthy.
Until you order the Alfredo side dipping sauce. But.
Olive Garden's the first place I ever got drunk.
Really?
What an odd place to get drunk.
What?
Well, I wasn't 21. So it was a little under the radar. I had a full-time job. I was working at XM Radio when they were separate. And I went out with a bunch of the guys. They were all like 25 years old.
You guys think a big night out of Olive Garden.
I'm a loser.
It wasn't even a night.
Such a loser.
Dude, it was a liquid lunch. It was at work. And everybody was drinking. And they're like, hey, you got a drink, Evan? And I'm like, all right. I mean, I'm 18 at the time. And they loaded me up. I got drunk.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Nice.
Somebody, fun time.
Somebody call that HR department. Exactly. Here we go. All right.
Number one.
You know how we've talked about things that make us cry?
Go ahead. Hit me, baby. This is it. I got the box of tissues.
Saying goodbye to these forever is going to make me cry.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
TGI Friday's potato skins.
That's not it.
What do you mean it's not? Huh?
That's not number one.
Yes, it is.
That's not number one.
We're not going to ever eat these again. They invented the potato skin. Nobody could do the potato skin the way TGI Fridays does. Mm. You get that sour cream on there, the little bacon bits. And, like, I'm picturing my life never having those again. I don't know if I could carry on.
Yeah, but somebody can make bacon bit loaded potato skin.
Shame on you, Tiki Barber. Somebody can make them, but they can't make them the way Fridays did. Whatever that chef did back there was incredible. It was the perfect crispiness, the perfect depth of potato, the perfect cheese to bacon distribution. It's not the same. Now, what is your big number one?
First of all, I want to give you this box of tissues, because if you need to cry, just cry.
It's horrible, man. Okay.
Give him a...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Box.
What have we done? Stop supporting mom and pop shops and go back to supporting
don't,
Fridays.
Don't say that.
Enough with small business. That's the small business. I want my potato skins
don't
back.
Don't say that. We do not endorse what Sean Morash is
saying. Rachel's ale house doesn't make potato skins the way Fridays does.
I disagree with you, but you left out my favorite appetizer of all time.
You're going to give me the flatbush sticks?
No, and I'm surprised. I thought we were on the same page with this.
Fridays?
No.
I think I got... No, go ahead, Ev. Go ahead.
Well, you seem to know me
no,
so
because
well.
I have one that's...
what my favorite one is. Keep going. I don't know if I have
keep
one.
Going. Sean left one off the list. I don't think it's yours. Go ahead.
Well, there is a particular place that still exists, but not, like, often. Like, it's kind of like the Roy Rogerses of these restaurants. Like, they exist, but they're very rare. And that, of course, is Friendly's. I love Friendly's. And the number one appetizer is the Munchie Mania!
Okay.
The Munchie Mania!
Evan, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my quesadillas. My wife better not be listening. She's taking the boys to Spanish class. Honey, earmuff. The best quesadillas ever created.
They are. Here's the problem.
Isn't that like a diner?
Yeah.
This is Evan.
Tiki, so when I go to Friendly's, I have breakfast.
There's a major issue here. Sean's going to point it out with Evan's choice.
Okay, there's two things that are wrong with Evan's choice. Number one, when I'm mentioning these, I don't count Friendly's in these same kind of restaurants because it's more diner fashion.
Yeah. Also,
the Munchie Mania is fabulous. It has the waffle fries, it has the quesadillas, and the mozzarella sticks.
Yes!
It's a cheat sheet. You're picking three appetizers in one.
So that's what makes it great, though.
Every place has a sampler.
Bingo.
They're all great.
Everybody has a sampler, dude. You and pick the sampler that every place has.
And the Friendly's quesadilla serves as a meal. These serves as appetizers.
Yeah, but I still think it all counts. Like, you're saying things that you think are cheating.
Are you ordering a meal after that?
Yes. I used to order the turkey melt right after. That was my go-to.
Honey barbecue chicken melt?
I would go to Friendly's, I would get the Munchie Mania, and then I would go with the turkey melt right after, and then the ice cream.
Oh, forget about it.
Friendly's ice cream is the best.
Dude, the ice cream is... How about the mint one that looks like a clown? Oh, yeah. My God. Oh. With the peanut butter cups as the ears?
Hey, I'll tell you. The peanut butter sauce at Friendly's, you guys can have your sex. Give me that.
I'll take the sex. By the way, you left one off that I thought you'd have on here. The fried mac and cheese at Cheesecake Factory. The cheese ball that they have, you dip it in the marinara sauce.
Great choice, Tom. The problem with Cheesecake Factory, it's like reading the Bible. It's just too long.
The menu is massive. It's like a playbook in the NFL. I agree with you. Sean Payton.
Oh, that's amazing.
But that's where I'm at.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
All right. Rest in peace, Fridays, Red Lobster. We love you forever.
Yeah, that's sad news. But support your local restaurants. I think a part of why I haven't been to any of these places in so long is, especially once I started dating, like that's how long ago this started, like 20 years ago, I always wanted to go to like mom and papa restaurants. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go to the chain places. I would rarely go to the chain places. I ended up only going to the chain places when I was by myself.
Right.
And I would go eat by myself, which I used to do quite a bit.
Because it's easy to go to a chain restaurant by yourself.
Correct.
And not feel awkward.
Never felt awkward.
Right. You go to a restaurant by yourself, you're like, I didn't get stood up. I'm just here by myself.
You're right. You're totally right, because I would go to, like, Applebee's by myself, Friendly's by myself. I didn't care. I'd go there, I'd read a book, and I'm like, whatever. People think I'm a loser, they can kiss my ass. Right. But to go to that, like, nice Italian restaurant, I'd never do that by myself.
And if you need to, if you're going by yourself somewhere nice, you almost have to sit at the bar.
That's true.
And just act like you're there to get a drink.
Nah.
You know what? I'm going to have something to eat, too.
Right.
So you don't look like a loser. Nah. Sit at a table by yourself.
You're 100% right. Well said. We'll get to the latest on Juan Soto and why the list of teams is a major, major threat to the New York Yankees. But back to your calls at 888-808-1019. A lot of football, a lot of Jets and Giants on this Wednesday. Tanner is calling from Somerville. Good afternoon, Tanner.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
First, absolutely criminal that Jack Daniel's chicken strips are not on the appetizer top five, especially with them going out of business.
But
Sean, never even heard of them.
Never heard of them?
Nope.
Wow. That's offensive.
Well, and the only coach that should be on the Jets' radar is Mike Vrabel. He can handle Rodgers if they keep him. If he doesn't retire, he's got history with Downing, and he can just get any team to overachieve. He's absolutely the guy that they should hire.
Yeah, I think that Vrabel...
He's consulting right now, right?
Yes.
And so I think we talked about this when people thought that the Jets might hire an interim, like outside of the organization, interim, which never happens, by the way. So like the idea that Rex Ryan was going to come in here in the middle of this, it just doesn't happen. It's too convoluted to do that. But I remember we talked about Vrabel's contract, and because he's not technically a coach, the team can't block him, right?
He could take a head coaching job anytime he wants.
They can't block him from taking a job.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.